Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
My, been blessed one more time to come before you. We're going to play a song that we don't own the rights to, but we like to play it, and I think it's a hit to kind of get this show started today. I'm again Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Through the introduction you heard, but we want to play this and then we're going to get our show started.
This takes me back when we had a good thing going. When I thought I knew you and you knew me, we were two peas in a pod. Not been a much time apart.
No, no.
It's like we were family.
Show at Zeta Phi Sigma _ with the number 10. We're partners with the Brothers of 5-Minute Signal Incorporated. We broadcast on the Instagram channel. We also send out things through Twitter, as well as we have another Twitter account that we like for you to communicate with us. That's at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Now, we have live broadcasts, and they're available on, and I'm going to call out the sites because they use the same handle. So we want to make sure we can just get the handle one time. We have Big O Live, along with Facebook, as well as TikTok, and the three, and those three broadcasts of social media uses DRLDI Virtual Smith, Dr. LDI Virtual Smith. Then on Instagram, again, we're partners with Brothers 5-Minute Signal Fraternity, Incorporated, 85 Signal Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. That's Z Squad Greenville 1981. Then on YouTube television, that's at the Smithway Enterprise 5018. You also get an opportunity to go to our on-demand episode. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, you go and click on it, and you can go back as far as 750 plus on-demand episodes. But you also can get those on-demand episodes with Tumblr at Dr. Lo Smith Truth at WBSW Radio, the Internet Station 23, Instagram at President.Dr. Smith, Rumbly at WBSW Radio, the Internet Station 23, Snapchat at WBSW Radio, the Internet Station. WBSW Radio, the Internet Station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 43 countries on 6. We're really excited. We thank each and every one of you all for joining us to one of the networks where we're able to broadcast live so it can be heard all over the world. You can register for WBSW Radio giveaways, which includes we raffle off hotel stays vary from 3 nights to 4 days, 5 nights to 6 days, as well as gift cards, food vouchers, gas vouchers, movie passes, along with the books that are purchased to make available. Also, resources to help you academically. We make sure we give back. We ask for your name, first of all, and you send your name to at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, and you can also send us a means of transaction. What we do is we have 4 means of transaction that we give back love offerings, and that is Cash App. You put the Cash App along with your name, whatever account you have, PayPal, or Venmo, or Zelle. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Sow a seed of $1. The $1 goes toward purchasing some of the prizes that we give away. You go toward. You don't always purchase somebody's go toward. And you can do that by sowing a seed of $1 with WBSW Radio at Cash App, $LorenzaDSmith. Lorenza D. Smith. So we really want you to play a part. We want you to be interactive because that's the purpose of this radio station, this internet station, including all areas of internet, social opportunities, social media opportunities. You to be interactive. We want you to type in your comments. We want you to share. We want to give a shout out to some other people that's joining us. We have C. Nelson joining us. Thank Roosevelt Anderson with the number 3. We have Miss PD1015 along with, I'm going to scroll down and see if we pick up Tamika Daniels. Thank you so much. Is Rocky Gray. Thank you. Tanner Bree. Thank you so much. Edward Allen, along with Byron Hall, King, 2667. We also have Cardo, 01, along with D. D4Rose. That's what it is. D4Rose, thank you so much for joining us. We have others that are joining us. We want to give a shout out to each and every one of them. Thank you so much. We just want you to be a part of this. This is a chance to where we can share information and we can help one another. Tonight's show is the Love Cafe. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the love topic because the Love Cafe is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. And the best way to soothe your appetite is to kind of focus on exactly what the Love Cafe is all about. See, the Love Cafe menu includes an appetizer starter, which is the lust. See, when you first meet someone, that tier is your associate stage, which is your lust stage. And it's also, if you go to the cafe, you will begin the appetizer or starters. The second tier is the entree. The entree is whatever you're ordering that's going to be your meal for the day, or it's the being able to get acquainted, being able to be friends, that will draw the attraction. Then we have the dessert. Dessert is the attachment. That's when you have made the decision to move toward a more romantic relationship or move toward a life commitment. And last but not least, the beverage. It's the normally the first thing that asks you when you come to the restaurant or the cafe, but it's the last thing you want to take before you leave. It's the awakening, favorable, so you can move to the awakening stage, which is the final stage. The acronym LOVE in our title, we want to take an opportunity to talk about it. See, the acronym of LOVE starts off first with L. The L is listening, loyal, love, laughter, likability, lovable, gives you an opportunity to understand what the L entails. The O is overcoming, observing, open-minded, oneness, open-heartedness, overjoy, and overlooking faults. And we know we have to deal with that if we want our relationship to move in a direction toward a favorable outcome. For me, the V in the Love Cafe is value, mutual value. Vulnerable, you want to have a ultimate relationship for life, a commitment for life. You have no fears. You're intentional. Your favorite outcome is to be in this relationship for a lifetime. You have to be vulnerable. Vision. Be blessed with the opportunity to see a direction of the relationship. Validate. We all need to be validated, but the relationship needs to be validated. That's why when you're intentionally in a relationship, dating for a favorable outcome, your validation comes in. You have viability. How viable are you? How viable is your spouse and your partner or your mate? Vibrant. Are you vibrant? Are you excited about it? Vigorous. You geared in, you're going to grind, you're going to make sure the relationship works. And virtuous. Are you a virtuous person? Those are the B's associated with the Love Cafe. Then we have what we call the final alphabet of love. It's the E. It is everything, everlasting, excitement, easy on, elegant, empathetic, enchanting, and endearing. These acronyms of love add up to empowerment. See, that's why you can't operate and be by yourself. You can't. Love requires you to be in a relationship with your family member in relationship. When I say family, a family relationship, a friendship, a romantic relationship, a lifelong committed relationship. This is what we're referring to when we talk about the acronym of love. So as we talk about love, we just share some things with you. We share with you that love is priceless. Those things, the acronym tells you love. So if we're going to look at what does love priceless mean, we first want to look at love is a composition of priceless part. And the priceless part I just gave to you is exciting to know that in love, captain menu includes lust, attraction, attachment, and awakening. In the acronym, love includes the acronym of listening, loyal, love, master. The O is overcoming, observing, oneness, overjoyed, as well as overlooking force. The B in this valuable, vulnerable, vision, validate, viability, vibrance, vigorous, and virtual. In the E, we're talking about where the Love Cafe is heading. What we're going to talk about, how priceless those acronym of love is, so you can understand what it means. In the B, we just said, but in the E is everything, everlasting, excitement, elegant, empathy, enchanting, and endearing is all in power. So priceless love is empowerment. And you have to truly understand. Let's give a shout out to our first sponsors. We're always excited to make sure we give a shout out to the sponsors because they spend their money in making sure we get it out. It is nothing but the support to help us with our prizes, our gifts. It's truly a great opportunity to be able to share their sponsorship with you. And we're so excited because this group has been with us and still hanging on with us. And we're glad they're still taking time. L&T Starworks Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Hard work is exactly what this awesome organization is, L&T Stores Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert of South Central Alabama. You can give Mr. Anthony Starworth a call at 334-300-7401. Repeat that and slow it down. 334-300-7401. Or go to Facebook, type in Anthony Starworth, populate the information, and you can find out what you need. Give a shout out to Mike. Thank you, Mike, for taking time to join us. We're really excited about having you here. We have Edward. We want to give Edward a shout out. Thank you, Edward, for taking time. Miss Hershey Kiss. Thank you, Miss Hershey Kiss, for taking time. Well, we have Memo. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. We're just truly excited as we move forward. We're talking about what does love priceless mean. We use the acronym. If you hear it, the most important thing out of all of that about love and the cafe and the just what the acronym love is, the empowerment. So we look at priceless love. As we say, love is a composition of priceless parts. That's one of the things we got to understand. Love is a composition of priceless parts. Sometimes, we have to understand that the extraordinary strength to go through the test of love allow us to make love priceless. The attributes of love are often challenging to our core because in our core, we don't think we have to go there. But when we look at love and look at the four-dimensional principles, and you have to see love as a principle. You have to see love that is broken down in four different areas. First is your And that's truly what God loves all our family members, love all our friends, love our enemies. See, that's how powerful love is. It's spiritual. Love is emotional. One of the things we ask you is not to allow your emotions to take over in situations. It was amazing. I was recently communicating and contact someone that texted me about, had a question, emotion. And as we talk about it, they said, well, I'm working hard to get my emotions in order to it. I quickly told them, I said, the best thing you need to do is focus on what you think and what you believe, not how you feel. Because feeling is an emotion. You have to get not caught up in that. That's why it's priceless to know that there's a strength that you have, and it's extraordinary. The attribute is so important, allows you to challenge, sometimes challenge your core. So when we talk about spirituality, we talk about emotional, then we have mentally, we have to make sure we're mature enough so we can truly love. Because, see, love is empowerment. Then the next thing is physical. See, yes, we can see something that attracts you to us. And, but love is all about what's in your touch. How's your feel? You know, the world you live in that includes your physical being. Making sure love is all about health. Love is about a lot of things that associate to be successful. But there's two things that we cannot do with love. That's why love is priceless. It is, we are unable to buy, you can't buy love. No matter how much money you have, you can't buy love. You might want to, but you can't buy love. See, love is, again, it's within you to look at the acronym of love. Do any one of those things I shared touches you? But then when you think about love, you think about those dimensions, principles, and understand it's a spiritual, an emotional, a mental, and a physical love. It's all about your well-being. See, you can't buy it and you cannot sell it. There's two things you cannot do. That's why it is priceless. Some people don't want to see it that way. Let's give a shout out to you.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing, veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb, offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publications. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression. To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing.
Shout out to Lena Payton Webb, Blue Impressions Publishing. And you can give her a shout when you get a chance at 833-951-2556. Give them a shout out because truly it was a blessing to have the support from her organization. Thank you so much, Lena Payton-Webb, Blue Impressions Publishing. Thank you so much for supporting what we're trying to do. Our next focus will be on discussing priceless love and characteristics of love. And this is really important that we get an opportunity to talk about the characteristics of love. You understand when we say what love is and what love does. So learning as we share the acronym of love, many words that relates to love, but it all comes down to empowerment. What are the characteristics that we must talk about, we must share? So we're talking about characteristics. See, of love are priceless and fundamental to relationship satisfaction. I'm going to say that again. The characteristics of love are priceless and fundamental to the relationship satisfaction. So you say, what are you talking about, Doc? We're talking about love is incompatible with immeasurable joy. It's joy that you never experienced. Joy that gives you an opportunity to understand that it captivates you. It brings you into a situation where you understand your well-being. Once you understand love, you understand empowerment. It's immeasurable joy. Immeasurable joy. But yet it is undeniable sacrifice. It's satisfying. It satisfies your inner self. See, there's so much excitement when you understand love. There's so much excitement when you know what love is and what love does. See, that excitement is surrounded experience, surrounded of love. See, experience you went through was mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, or financially, or socially. You experience love in that way. We talk about empowerment. We talk about putting yourself in a situation to be successful. You have to understand that you are, it's undeniable. It's a satisfaction. It's a sacrifice. It's superficial. It's also immeasurable joy. Overjoy, happiness. Remember, we talked into the old was overjoy. Come on now. See, the experience that you go through when you experience love, it allows you to understand that love is priceless and it's a fundamental to relationship satisfaction. The most important characteristics of love, we want to name them. Give a shout out to a couple people join us. AJ, thank you for taking time to be a part of this. We have Big O TV 23004 joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We also have a couple individuals. Pretty Pearls says hello. Hello, Pretty Pearls. Thank you so much. We have Clinic 70. Thank you for taking time. And user, thank you for being a part. We have Noah Green. Thank you so much for taking time. Blue Name, thank you so much. We also have another user as a guest requesting, but give us a call on 347-857-4192. We'll bring you on the show. After you call in, press 1, pull your hand up, and I'll make sure I make you live so you can share your thoughts. Thank you so much for being a part and making a request. But we ask you to call WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on priceless love. The characteristics of love. And they're the most important characteristics of love. Before we move forward, before we move any further, we want to make sure we give a shout out to our next sponsor. Truly, I'm excited about this team, Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays,
barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm, good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Located at 261 Highway 106 West. In Georgiana, Alabama. That's 36033. If you can contact the co-owners, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, incorporated husband and wife, Brother Marvin Lala Smith, give them a call. I'll give him a call at 334-549-0950. 334-549-0950. Also, you can contact co-owner Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. You can go to Facebook, type her name in, Katrina Roper Smith, and you'll get a chance to DM and talk with her about the menu. They post it on there regularly. If you are friends of Marvin Lala Smith, you'll get a chance to see whatever they're cooking, whatever they got out set up to make it happen and make it do what it do. So we're really excited by being partners with Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Let's look at the important, the most important characteristics of love. The first four are acceptance, caring, commitment, and concern. You see how powerful it is? You have to accept an individual that you want to be in a relationship or dating so you can move forward to a favorable outcome. You have to be caring enough within yourself to be able to be caring. Committed is you can't have the fear, and you got to be willing to be vulnerable. Look at that important characteristic of love. Acceptance, caring, commitment, and concern for other well-being. The next four is, or you said the second four, is friendship. You notice when we talk about the tears of a relationship, we talk about the tear, which is the loss when you first meet someone. Then you have the acquaintance and the friendship. See, the friendship come into play in, when you're getting ready to get to know someone. You got to get acquainted, and you got to have, and friendship comes together. And this is part of, one of them is part of the second. This is you really find out by people because you can find out whether or not they understand how important love is, understand the traits of love, and understand the characteristics of love. And one of the traits is honesty. That's in the second four. The next one within that is interest in each other. All this comes in the acquaintance stage. And it comes in when we're looking at our menu, we think about the attraction. That's when your attraction comes into more play. When you get acquainted with that person, you find out whether they are friendly, you find out whether they are honest, whether they have an interest in you so you can move forward. The next one, and which is the last one of the second four, is loyalty. You remember we said loyal was part of the L of the acronym of love. So is the person loyalty? This is when you show and see this in this state. And remaining four, which is to to the point where we really understand where we are. And remaining four is respect. See, people have to respect you before they can really work with you. And the thing about it, they should already have respect for you because they don't know you. But if you give them a reason not to respect you, that's understandable. But that falls in that category when you're moving to the friendship, beyond the friendship, to the romantic and to the life partner. Supportness. See, you got to have a supportive person that's willing to support and encourage what you're doing. Trust comes in that category. You can begin to trust the person because you can move beyond their social stage, which is the lust. You can move beyond the acquaintance and the friendship, which is the attraction, and you can move beyond that stage of attachment. You're ready to be attached because you see the individual as being a respectful person. You see the individual as a supportive and encouraging person. You see the person as a trustworthy person. Then you see the person as I want to be with the individual, the mate. You want to be in this situation now because you have found out the 12 things that are so important to get a relationship started. So we move from the lust to attraction to the attachment. And see, then you have last phase or last area that you like to focus on is the awakening. In our menu, which is the drinking of a lot of patience, but this is patient. So you see how patient a person is, so you know how you can deal with that individual. You see if faithfulness is a part when you get to that stage of awakening. And then you have self-control. These are characteristics that are generally ignored because, see, when you go through them first 12 I mentioned to you, you don't think that's important, but self-control means a whole lot. It's also part of that awakening stage. So you're now moving in that area where you've been. You see the lust, which is associate. You see the attraction, which is your acquaintance along with friendship. You see the attachment, your dessert stage, where you're enamored with that person, that now you're able to move to friendship, to romantic. And then you move forth to that area where you get a chance to say awakening, this is where you see individuals that shows you that they're trustworthy, show that they want to be with you, show they are supported, shows that they're respectful. This is that stage. And all of this lines up in the Love Cafe to allow you to empower yourself. Empowerment coming. Let's give a shout out to, we got Mr. LTM3, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much. Give you a shout out for being a part of this. We had some other people join us as well. We'll give a shout out to Wilson. This is Mayday Morgan, one brother of Phi Beta Sigma Incorporated. We also have, that's Blue Nay already been here, so come on, get out of here. I got you. Come on, I want to Robert Jefferson, thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to make the adjustment so we can get Robert out of here. But we got to get you out of here, Robert. Wait now, come on, let's go. Okay, no, we don't want that counsel there. But we're going to make sure we move forward and give a shout-out to those individuals as we move forward. Now, as we move to understand patience, faithfulness, and self-control, we understand a lot of times people trivialize or ignore. A lot of times ignore these important characteristics of love. But we know that's a foundation that we must focus. Let's give a shout out to our next sponsor, that's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson, Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Shout out to Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. You go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson with one N, Charlie Angel, and you can communicate with her at Soap Gems. She's the owner of it. Also, she can share her schedule of pop-ups. They move around through South Central Alabama, and they will post it and let you know, and you'll find out exactly what's going on with Soap. See what products they have. I have several that I mentioned on there that I have in my presence now, and I truly thank them for those items that they sent here. Let's talk about discussing love as a foundation. Love has to have a foundation. Anything that's built on sand will sink. So keep that in mind when you're talking about love as a foundation. See, a relationship that has love at the center will always go through the testing and generally will survive over time. Just remember that love or a relationship that has love at the center can stand the test of time. See, when we find love in a relationship, it is imperative that we embrace love to its fullness. See, you either know what love is and what love does. If you have a question, that is not acceptable. See, love has to be 100%. Anything less than 100% is not love. Know what love is and what love does. See, love is a composition of priceless parts, making the whole priceless. Sometimes it takes extraordinary strength to go through the test of love. It requires you to go to another level. It requires you to do something different. A lot of times individuals attribute love with many challenges, which you should go through, because to get to the core, you're going to go through some challenges. See, love has four fundamentals or principles. Again, spiritual, emotions, mental. We can only receive and give it. See, you talk about love language. And a lot of times, people ask you, what are your love language? Because you can have more than one. But one is going to stand out at the top. Some of them might be close to related, some 2.3 point, a percentage point different. But you have to understand that love can only be received and given. The old saying that the word I love you is a gift. It's given to you by that individual. And for the person to receive love, it has to be reciprocated by the individual that you give to. So that's why I said love is only received and it's a gift. See, in your relationship, wherever it may be, whatever type of relationship you have, is built on the principle of love. It should be built on the principle of love. It should be built on the foundation. It should be built on the characteristic. And you have to understand those characteristic foundation and principle. But I want to say there are cases where love is stolen. And one of our titles for tonight's show, a topic we want to focus on in Price of Love is stolen love. What does stolen love mean to you? Give a shout out to Mrs. Girly is her name. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, Girly is her name. Thank you so much, Ms. Girly. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. We have several individuals, but I want to take an opportunity to lean over to get rid of Southern's advertisement that we're dealing with. Okay, we got a pause in this for some reason, and we want to get it back up running. So we lost our mic and everything. So we want to remove that so we can move forward. But we'll make sure we do that and get it all. It's falling in place. Thank you so much. We truly want to look at stolen love mean. What do stolen love mean to you? Stolen love. Can you steal love? That's the question. Can you steal love? As we think about it, wow. Have you ever had love stolen from you? Let's look at stolen love. See, stolen love can be broadly characterized as a situation when love is unrequited, denied, and forcefully taken away from one or both parties. Said it again. Stolen love is broadly characterized as a situation where love is unrequited, denied, and forcibly taken away from one of both parties involved. It encompasses a range of scenarios, including unfulfilled desires, betrayal, social pressure, cultural constraints, and external circumstances that hinder the development or continuous of a loving relationship. That's stolen love. See, if someone or something steal your love or steal your heart, you start to love or like them, or it's a situation where you will be put to the test. They say if they stole your heart, then they have to love you. See, to steal your heart should be, the individual should be kind and honest. That's the way they can steal your heart. Not using, abusing, and humiliating you. See, in the concept of stolen love involves a range of emotions. From heartbreak and regret to resilience and growth. The exploration of stolen love provides insight into the complexity of human relationship and the profound impact, so the impact on the external force portrays cultural constraints. Can have a love trajectory. However, when you have stolen love, it also showcased the power of human spirit to overcome adversity, find closure, rediscover love in an unexpected way. That's stolen love. This is what you can do. You have to make people to not give up. See, when stolen love happens to individuals, it also shapes them. But it does not define them. It becomes a part of their journey. Also can inspire their personal growth, have them to self-reflect and renew appreciation of the resilience of human heart, consistently dealing with situations. Stolen love is not anything to play with. That's the concept dealing with it. Let's give a shout out to our next sponsor, Tri-Stat LLC, Mr. William Scott.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Tri-Stat LLC, the consulting firm that meets your need. You give Mr. William Scott a call at 334-320-5438. That's Tri-Stat LLC, a consulting firm who can administrate, can set up a presentation, train your staff so you can be successful. So truly, truly, give Mr. Scott a shout out. Go to Facebook because he's available on Facebook. So we want to make sure you use that opportunity to check with him on Facebook as well. It's a blessing. God is so good to have this young man commit to be with what we're doing here. And we thank him so much for the time he has shown us in trying to get us where we need to be. We thank you so much, Mr. Scott, Mr. William Scott. Thank you so much. As we move forward, we want to look at, is love really priceless? It was one of the things we have talked about several things here, but the question is love really priceless? And truly, we have to look at it. See, only selfless love is priceless. That's only love that's priceless. But selfish love, one can get it very easy, like going to purchase an onion from the market. In today's time, because we are selfish, we should love ourselves. See, the person who can love self only can have selfish love for others. We always say, if you have a problem loving yourself, it's going to be hard for you to love someone else. So, if you have that what we call selfless love, you have a chance to be successful. You have a chance to love someone else, and it becomes priceless. But a lot of times, we look at it, many of us, love is limited to our body, which and hence people often complain that I don't love him or her anymore. See, you have fleeting love that only lasts for a period of time. We have to always keep in mind, being selfless, you have an opportunity to have priceless love. That's the only way. Selfless, not selfish. And we have to always keep that in mind. As we move forward, we want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. And we're getting ready to close out. And these are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Normally I close out and end with them. But tonight we want to make sure we play their advertisement, so we won't be rushing out of here.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Vector Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, for their support. We're really excited. And as we get ready to close out, just wanted to say one thing about priceless love. A person can love self only when he, she can see divinity within every changing and fleeting body of himself or herself. A person who sees divinity within the body can see the same divinity among all. We need to call that connection. And we'll be compassionate toward all and will overcome selfishness, greediness, evil, and other things that come along with it. We have to always keep in mind that recognize that love can always come with practical consideration, such as time, effort, and resources. See, people as a resource invest in nurturing and maintaining relationships. That's how love becomes priceless. And as we talk about priceless love, we want to give you the several types of priceless love. And they are real and true love. See, real love is priceless. Real love is being very caring, loving, committed, compatible, and really being there for one another as well. Real love is also being faithful to one another. That goes along with true love. True love goes beyond the grand gesture of the poetic found in literature. True love is not just about fireworks and sparks. It's about genuine occasions, genuine connection, genuine respect, trust, and understanding. Both parties must invest in each other happiness, joy, and well-being. Mean accepting imperfections and loving the whole person, their flaws, and everything else that comes along with that. See, true love fosters a connection that goes beyond the superficial. It's bond that often involve, we're talking about true love and real love, understanding each other's core values, belief, and life goals. That's real true love right there. The next form of priceless love is unconditional love. Unconditional love, simply put, is love without strings attached. It's love offered freely. You don't have a, you can't buy and sell true love. See, love is priceless. It can't be bought, and you cannot sell it. We're talking about unconditional love. No string attached, no tie. See, this type of love sometimes called compassionate agape love might sound somewhat familiar. God love. He loves you. There's no strings attached. Unconditional love. Uncompromised love is another form of priceless love. Before we move forward, give a shout out to Danita, Sean Paris. Thank you so much. Dorothy Tatum, 17. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me see. Can I stroll out and get some other people here? We got Ari. Thank you so much joining us. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. As we look at uncompromising love, do you have uncompromising love? If you don't know what it is, let's share this with you right quick. Uncompromising love is a love that can be compromised, is a weakened form of love. It's the weakest form of love when you compromise love. See, it'll be love that's mixed with something opposite to it, like fear and hate. That's uncompromised. See, God who loves can be compromised is a God who sometimes loves and sometimes hates. See, God don't compromise. He's uncompromised. You should be uncompromised as well. See, God, who will split love between two people so that neither gets his full love, a God who love can be jeopardized. A compromising love, the four do not sound like a divine love. See, it's divine. See, when you're talking about compromised love, it is very human. See, divine love comes from our God and Savior. Compromised love comes from the individual. If that's your focus. See, we as humans, our limited capacity for love made God in our own image. God has created us in our own image of Him. Truly, we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about uncompromised love. The final thing we want to say, God cannot be compromised. His love is uncompromising. And the definition of uncompromising is showing a unwillingness to make concessions to others or by changing one way or opinion. See, God is unwilling to make concessions to you or us. He's unwilling to change his way or to change his mind to suit our limited capacity for love. That is uncompromising love. Self-love, we've talked about that. It's selfless love. When you love yourself, you're able to interact with others from a place of confidence, from a place of knowing how much you bring to the relationship. Therefore, from understanding selfless love, you come from a place of feeling secure. That's about yourself and about your relationship. All this means is that you're able to show up more in these relationships and just be yourself. Selfless love. The final thoughts is, who deserves priceless love? All of us. First, we got to know what love is. Love is patience. Love is caring. Love is humble. Love is intimacy. Love is unconditional. Love is not a compromise. Love is commitment. Love is dedication. Love is consistent performance. Love is support. Love is encouraged. Love is unique. Love is a unique and passionate bond. Deep affection and acceptance. Love is a state of mind. Love requires attention. Love understands and accepts differences. Love make you feel good, not bad. Love do not hurt, humiliate, or abuse you. And true love fosters connection that goes beyond the superficial area. It's a bond. True love is a bond that often involves understanding each other's core values, beliefs, and life goals. Always have to keep that in mind. So the question, the statement is, Doug, discuss who deserves your love, the individual who understands what love is and what love does. The individual who accepts love, with an individual not able to, is uncompromising love, an individual who are not willing to spend their time trying to find a way to get ahead, seeing how they can win. The winning come in when individuals come together, be able to have a profound, ecstatic love for each other. Put you in a position where you're not worried about personal gain or satisfaction. You do it because you just feel so good. See, love is a feel so good to give of yourself. That is priceless love. It was awesome coming for you today. We truly thank you for taking time to be a part of this with us. We're trying to see a few more people coming in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. Thank you. God has been so good. And as we get ready to close out, we want you to know that He has a plan for all of us. His plan is going to keep us excited, keep us where we're selfless, keep us where we're supported, encouraged, caring, humble, committed. That's what God loves us all about. So we truly have to understand that when He gives, when He touches us, He allows us to be successful. Today's title was Priceless Love. Do you know what priceless love is? Do you know? We know it's selfless love. We know that's the one. We know it's truly involves uncompromised love, unconditional love. It involves true and real love. That's priceless love. I'm so glad we came before you today to share that with you. God is so good. He has blessed us one more time to offer you an opportunity to be a part of the Love Cafe on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. As we get ready to close out, I want to tell each and every one of you, I love you all. It's from our hearts. This radio station loves you from the heart. And really, you know, truly, truly, accept it or not. Because we're willing to give it, whether you like it or not. We understand what love is, and our love is priceless. And your love is priceless as well. So have an awesome rest of the evening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here on Monday. Straight Talk, No Chaser coming up, and we have a full line of shows next week. Straight Talk and No Chaser is very early, and we're so glad to come to you right at about 5 o'clock, 5:30. We're going to make it do what it do, and we're just happy. We're happy to be here. This is the Love Cafe, and it's truly, hopefully, we soothe your appetite for love, or your love appetite. Truly, it's a blessing. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking time to be a part. And if you want to connect with something, like I said, we know the rights to the music, but we want to play something that closest treat me right, and I'll treat you the same.
She get tired of that. That's what else that she wants you to do.